Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Damn, Skippy, we start now, and a very hearty bleep to D&M Auto Leasing for bringing you another crosstalk with the fellas of Painted Pendergast, Sean and Seth. All right, let's get going. Mm-hmm. On a Tuesday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610 with the OG back almost in his seat.
Almost in my seat, Sean.
Soon. Eventually. That will also induce some cuss words at some point.
You know, you get into relationships where you just sort of realize, like, this is just how it's going to be.
That's right.
And so someday I'll be a better teammate.
Don't worry about it. I wouldn't.
I don't mind.
All right. How are you doing? You miss anything?
I'm glad I wasn't here yesterday.
I told you you didn't like Figgy. Didn't I say you don't like basketball?
Yeah.
I said it. He was like, I don't want to hear to talk about
this. We did
all
a full basketball show in honor of John Lopez.
I don't
want to
talk
basketball.
About this huge, like, you know, this ceiling raising move that Rafael Stone pulled off on the Rocket. I don't care about
Allow
it.
Me to explain. You know how much I love basketball. But
allegedly.
I'm glad I wasn't here yesterday because my first reaction to the trade would have been wrong. I feel like my first reaction, had I come in guns a-blazing yesterday, I would have been wrong. So I realized that as I was driving home yesterday afternoon from the event I had to do in Corpus Christi, although I might have snuck in a little fishing in there somewhere, but that's all right.
I mean, it was a day off. Everybody gonna be mad at you.
You know, just a couple hours in the morning. It doesn't hurt anybody. So my first reaction was kind of something we talked about in the days and weeks leading up to the potential trade. I was like, oh, this is, you know, Ime Udoka got a new contract or extension or whatever. He's got all the power now. He's going to be able to wield that that power however he wants. I thought this was an Ime Udoka production start to finish. Now, to be sure, you know, he had a big voice in this, you know, obviously a big impact start to finish. But the more I thought about it, I actually, and Sean brought this up when we were talking before the show, I actually kind of thought of Nick Caserio. Like, this was Rafael Stone sort of holding the line. Like, I think he deserves probably a little more credit than I would have given him yesterday. You know what I mean? Because this was him knowing what was happening in the background, knowing that he had that the price was going to go down, very similar to the Deshaun Watson thing. The price was going to go up the longer he, you know, he waited, and Deshaun was, you know, doing his nonsense with the scout team, et cetera. I think Rafael Stone deserves a little more credit. And Brian Windhorst kind of alluded to that. I'm sure you played the audio already, but I think this was more a collaborative affair with really a lot of credit going to Rafael Stone.
Yeah, I'll take the fine. I don't have cash on me, but I'll do it later. It's one of the things that I will actually give Jerry Jones credit for on being like right about.
Mm-hmm.
He frequently is known to say, and sometimes he'll use it as a crutch, that deadlines make deals.
Yeah.
Right. Once you get to a deadline, you apply a level of pressure. You add a different, you know, kind of motivating factor to the negotiations to get something done.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that was clear. The trade, or rather the NBA draft that is coming up tomorrow night added pressure to the Phoenix Suns in particular, who want to be able to select a player in this draft, who want to start pushing themselves forward and wanted to get themselves a level of freedom when it came to Kevin Durant, who is a player who is, you know, is going to be, or I guess as of right now, is an expiring contract, right? They wanted to have a move on from that situation. And as this thing continued to tick closer and as other teams, including the Rockets with Rafael Stone, stood pat in not wanting to give up their young, talented players, because that wasn't just the Rockets. Obviously, the Rockets did not give up Jabari Smith or Tari Eason. I think it was the Miami Heat who Kal-El Ware, a very talented young center, they didn't want to move off of him. Not even necessarily young, but I know the Toronto Raptors, there was talk for because the Suns need a big.
Yeah.
They were like, give us Jakob Poeltl. And the Toronto Raptors were like, no, sir.
Yeah.
Then everybody was holding steady kind of all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
And Rafael Stone, obviously in doing that himself as well, ended up with a deal that could only be described as a steal.
Yeah.
I think that I don't think there's another way of putting it. The way that you were able to get for, at this point, maybe like you could say two role players, maybe a nice young talented player who can possibly become something more. a first round pick and a whole bunch of change, which is what second round picks are at this point.
Yeah.
You end up getting a guy who really changes the outlook of what your team does, just generally when we talk about offense, but also in another way, which is a star, a superstar, a player of that caliber also helps unlock other things with other players.
Oh, big
and I'm,
time.
I'm
big
looking
time.
Forward to what those things are with Kevin Durant with this team.
Yeah, and I go back to, remember when Raphael Stone said it has to be a very high bar in terms of making a deal? He meant low bar. He meant it had to be a low bar. It had to be something that I could wait out, get this deal, make it a steal, as you talked about, wait other people out, wait for the deadline to be fast approaching, and make the deal. This was, I feel like, and not just because it's Kevin Durant, and we can argue, and I'm sure you already have, about, you know, how long is how open is the window going to be with him here, et cetera, et cetera. Forget that. In the here and now, this is how I would describe the deal in terms of what you're talking about, immediate impact. If Kevin Durant was on this team instead of Jalen Green last year, how far would they have gone in the playoffs?
That's a very interesting question.
No, the answer is we know how far. They would have gone a long, long way, if not all the way.
Or at least further than what they did this past playoffs.
They would have gone further than what they did because I think as much as Jalen Green gave you a lever of like some effort on defense, I think you get that from Kevin Durant and you get an opportunity to knock down shots late in games. And if I go back to that series in particular, there were some games that were gettable if you could just get a little bit more offense, which Kevin Durant undoubtedly gives you. He gives you more than the, you know, single digits and maybe tapping into the double digits that Jalen Green gave you clearly.
Let's say Dylan Brooks wasn't playing for whatever reason, slight injury, whatever. And you just put in Kevin Durant instead of Jalen Green. At minimum, you would have been facing Oklahoma City in the conference finals. At minimum.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm not certain of that.
I do
like the way that, because the Warriors went on to play. Was it Minnesota that they played? Yeah. And then Minnesota knocked them out. I like the way that Minnesota, like, they have a lot of size.
I think you'd have beaten Minnesota.
I can get you. I can understand how you get to that place. I'm not entirely sold on it, but I think you have an opportunity to compete with them, which, again, gives you a solid chance. I probably put it, 40%, 45% chance of beating Minnesota, which is still much better than where you were, because I don't think that you matched up all that well with Minnesota at all.
Yeah, but I think that would have been the equalizer, if not put you over the top. So that's how I would describe the deal. Was it a good deal? Put him there this past season, and what would you have had? I think I think the answer is pretty obvious. When we can parse out, you know, just how obvious it was, how much better it was. And then the other part of it is, as I just mentioned, you know, if Ime Udoka did this deal by himself without Raphael Stone, they would have paid a lot more, because I think he wanted him that bad. And so that's why I'm really got to give Raphael Stone some credit for waiting it out, at getting the right deal, working the channels, knowing that what Kevin Durant was doing, and then all of a sudden you've got a deal without. And I don't want to say like it's an absolute steal, but it looks like a steal to me, because we don't know what Jalen Green's going to be. I mean, it could have been a one-off, you know, in the postseason. This was past. He was pretty damn good over the course of the season, but still, if you just replace those two guys, I think you're at minimum you're against Oklahoma City in the conference final.
Well, I want to speak to that Jalen Green portion of this, because I am still in the idea that there's still positive growth in his future.
Yeah.
I 100% believe that. Yeah. What is the actual ceiling on that positive growth? Unless the ceiling of that positive growth is all NBA type guy consistently, I think it's still a steal.
Yeah. I'm leaning there too, of course.
And I'm not certain that he has like first team all NBA written on him, even if he becomes like a third team all NBA type guy, which is where I'm feeling more that he is, which is still a very good player in this league. Do not get me wrong. But yeah, I think that you can leave that at that point. I want to come back to what you're talking about and the praise that we want to give to Raphael Stone. I think we also just got to give that praise to the Rockets organization as a whole, because what you've laid out, I think you're right in that regard. And it speaks to the proper distribution of responsibilities and roles to get you to this place.
Yeah.
The idea that Ime absolutely wanted KD. His relationship with KD is a huge reason why KD has the Rockets on his list of desirable locations to land at. Mm-hmm. That is, you know, the way that they're going to work out. I think he also, for anybody that has some concerns about like what the ego, for lack of a better term, or what KD brings into a locker room, I think you look no further than Ime Udoka establishes the tone, and I imagine KD falls in very nicely with that, even if you have those concerns, which I don't to begin with, to be honest. But then on the other side, the organization takes that and finds a way to get the deal done properly, and they work it out very well together, including, right, like adding DJ Augustin, and then obviously Royale Ivy being on the staff kind of pointed in some ways to the idea of KD coming here. Like, it just feels like as an organization, the I'm going to find the right price for the guy that fits what my coach wants to do. It works out really well, which, again, we've seen on the Texan side. That particular synergy that happens with D'Amico Ryans, these are the things that I'm trying to accomplish. Nick Caserio, go get me the right things for it. And you ultimately end up in a place where you're putting together a good football team in the case of the Texans. And with the Rockets, you end up with a situation where now it's all on execution, because it's not like you don't have the roster capable to get something done.
And that's why I'm glad you brought that up, because that's why I'm comparing it to what Nick Caserio did with Deshaun Watson. He turned having absolutely no leverage into leverage. You know, like when the Deshaun Watson thing happened, they got to trade Deshaun Watson. What kind of a bag of peanuts are they going to trade him for?
Yeah.
No, he turned having no leverage at all into leverage, and we know what happened since then. Raphael Stone, and I think it's him more than Udoka, because I think Udoka would have been a little quicker to the trigger on this deal. Raphael Stone turning not having leverage, in terms of at least the narratives. You know, hey, they got these coaches that, you know, that are coming in. Hey, he has got a great relationship with Udoka. Boy, the Rockets really want, you know, Kevin Durant. That's not leverage. That's from a Suns perspective, that's like, oh, okay, let's see what we can get out of the Rockets, rubbing your hands together. He turned not having leverage into leverage. That deserves a lot of credit.
Well, I think that you start with the way that he tempered it and starting out, right?
The high bar, all that stuff.
But also, like, as much as I give him credit, I think also the credit is feeling the market out, right? In the same way as Nick Caserio, there was a whole, you looked up and you saw the teams that were salivating at the opportunity of getting a dude of a particular talent, even with the things that Deshaun Watson had on him, right? Like all the massage circumstances and things. In not the same way. I feel like that's an unfair thing to put out there, but maybe in a somewhat similar fashion.
Well, you can draw the parallel of the, like I said, the leverage.
You look around and you see the various teams that are intrigued and interested in the idea of acquiring KD, and I think you can, you know, all these GMs talk. They all are on the phone conversing with various people around the league. There's not much that's hidden from one general manager and from one front office to another. And I think that it would have taken, obviously, a good general manager, but I think just any general manager looking around and going, who am I bidding against? And knowing, I think the credit is knowing not to bid against yourself.
Exactly.
Because nobody else is bidding against you at that moment. And you end up winning without giving, like, you didn't give up your future and you didn't give up your presence. And I just find that to be, we talked about it yesterday, I find that to be incredible. And now the question is, what do you do going forward? Like, right? Like, are they done? And I want to ask you from your perspective, since you didn't have the opportunity to talk about it, like myself and Luke did yesterday, do you see this as a situation where, boom, you drop KD in and you, let's go and do it? Or do you still see something that you need to do? That's something that we'll have a conversation about as we continue on with the show. But, like, just immediately, what's your thought there?
My immediate thought is, yes, you place him in there and you're a much better team. I mean, it's not even close. Because I'll go back to the reference I had earlier about if you put him on this team last year, you know what you would have gotten. I don't think it's without some question marks and some adjustments, which, as you mentioned, we'll get into in a little bit. I think there are a few things that they just can't assume are going to happen now that KD's here. But long story short, they got a lot better overnight.
So KD, expiring deal, I know that there's conversation about he's open to, or like he is eligible for an extension that would, you probably do a 2-year for $120 million, which would put him at $60 million a year. And I know that the cost is something that scares some people off. So the reporting has been yesterday that he would be willing to take less than that, understanding, you know, the ramifications, salary cap, so on and so forth. Yeah. We're not going to dig too deep into that. How do you feel about KD at maybe like a 50 or maybe a 45 annual number? And secondarily, Would you have a problem if this ends up just being a rental and you don't sign an extension for Kevin Durant? You have him for this upcoming season, considering what you gave up?
I don't expect that to happen, but I wouldn't have a problem with it. You mentioned it. I mean, they didn't sacrifice their future. They're going to have a run. They have a window now. They're the second odds-on favorite to win the championship. right now behind Oklahoma City. I don't have a – I've always said it. If you have a chance to win a championship, do everything you can to win a championship, period. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's going to come in at an extension, probably like you said, right, 45, 50 million?
I mean, if I'm to take the idea that, okay, yeah. he'd be willing to do a little something, give a little something back to make sure that it works, that would be the logical place that I jump to, is just, shaving off a little off the top that helps you kind of navigate the salary cap ramifications and getting yourself to a place where even if you sign that extension, and this is the thing that gives me a level of comfort, and it gave me a level of comfort before the deal was made, even if you sign him into an extension, I don't think you put it at a place where it goes beyond where Amen Thompson gets his I think max extension that you're ultimately going to get. And yes, 832, KD did say he wanted to finish his career here. So I think that gives you more leverage. Mm-hmm. But I was just talking, even the worst case scenario, now that the deal is done, as it's currently situated, could you get away with a situation of not extending him? It feels very, very clear that you likely would.
But yeah. Would you?
I think I would extend him.
Yeah.
But I'm like, even in the worst case scenario, I think, this is, again, to speak to how good of a deal was ultimately made and how the Rockets are now situated pretty well. We'll talk more about what the next steps need to be for KD as you're moving forward. And yes, you're right, 832. Did y'all see the video? Or sorry. Did you see the video of KD working out with Jabari? Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Already, right? Less than 48 hours into the deal being announced or kind of the trade being reported. They're working together. They've worked out together in the past. I think that Jabari maybe stands to be one of the people that gains the most from this. That's a conversation. That's a question that can be asked. Who on the Rockets stands to gain the most? Because I think there's a number of guys that could stand to gain from KD being here. And let's talk about it. That's what we're here for in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Before we get there, though, coming up next, let's go here. The Astros are comfortably in first place. But how comfortable are they? Are they as comfortable as it seems? Because it feels like you can argue both sides. I'm interested to see which side the OG John Lopez wants to argue. Let's have that conversation next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at Spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.